Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Programming note, we've got a Cubs game at the bottom of the hour, so we're just going to whip right into our first interview. With us in studio at this very moment, a couple of guys, Jeff Jorgensen and Rick Rockhold from Media 4, and they've got a new product out there that can help your business reach consumers so much easier. It's called an application, but it ain't your typical application. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Michael.
So let's break this down for me, Jeff. What is it that you guys have created?
We've created a new product called Urzy.
Urzy. How do you spell that?
U-R-Z-Y.
Got it. Okay.
So Urzy is it's a back-end. It's a system that allow you to create your own app for iPhones and Android devices. And once that app is on the phone, we give the user, the business owner, the power to change and create content on that.
So you guys have developed a way to create an application for business, small, medium, large, whatever. And then those customers of yours have the ability to change what's in that app from their computer.
Exactly. When we started looking at mobile application development a few years ago, we learned pretty fast that it was pretty expensive for businesses to get into that. They can spend tens of thousands of dollars up front.
I just was with a company not long ago. They said their app cost them $50,000. That was just the creation of the app, and then they had to market it.
And then there was probably maintenance fees on top of that, and if they wanted to make a change, they would get charged some more for that. So Urzy is a way to make mobile app development, having a mobile app, a lot more accessible to businesses and small businesses in particular.
And when we talk about accessible, so I would suspect you guys are building this for a figure, for a number, and then you're getting a residual on a monthly basis just to keep that app going. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a one-time setup fee. And once that's done, there's a monthly fee that basically allows you to keep using the back end, keep making changes, that handles all the bandwidth costs, that handles all the cost ongoing with the app, but gives you total access and to it 24/7.
Now, who's your sweet spot for this? Who's your target market?
Really, anybody that wants an app. I mean, it makes it very accessible for them to do whatever they want with it. If you're talking to a venue, a zoo, an art center, something like that, this can be a guided tour around that. It can be a scavenger hunt around the art center. You know, find this piece of art and it checks it off on your phone. If you're a small business trying to promote new products, this allows you to update new products and keep users informed of what's going on at your business. If you're an association, you have a lot of members, this allows you to list all those members and have those members promote things throughout the app.
And, okay, let's talk about that for just a second. Let's say I'm a nonprofit and I've got members maybe in the B2B community, okay?
Sure.
And my association, for example, has 200 members. How could this application work for them?
Two ways. It can be like more of a directory that it's under one association, and then members are able to update pages throughout that. It can also be the application is the member application is the head of it, and then each individual, since there is a low development fee into it, they can have their own app.
What about, and because more and more lookups are being done with applications now.
Absolutely.
And that's really the key to this. So, ladies and gentlemen, we kind of jumped the gun here. We're talking about the app. But why is this important? And I just said more people are turning to applications rather than search engines. Go ahead.
Tell us
about that.
You know, some businesses have tried to enter the mobile market using mobile websites and provide all of their content there. And that works, I think, for some businesses just fine. But I think customers can usually tell when they're using a mobile website versus using a native application.
Absolutely, yeah.
It has a different feel. It doesn't behave quite as they expect. So Urzy is not a mobile web page wrapper. It is a native application that runs it looks the same, it acts the same as any other app on your phone. It has the smooth transitions. It has all of the advantages of being a native application, while still having the instant updates that you get from having a mobile website.
And that's one of the important things. Now, as we all know, and we've talked about it on this program many times, that mobile utilization for going to websites is huge. People must have a mobile application or a mobile website, mobile ready,
sure,
just to be able to communicate anymore. But this goes the extra step. And so if you are a retail center or if you're whatever it happens to be, you can have this app created and then push it out to your customers. How do you do that? How do you get it to your customers' hands?
That's the biggest piece is the marketing.
Sure.
Through either, word of mouth, email list, whatever, how you would reach your customers normally. It's just more exposure through that, that now we do have an app. So if you're sitting on your couch at home and you want to see what's latest, wares in our store, you can download our app at home. So now it's available 24/7.
And the other piece of this is that if a business already has their own application,
sure,
we have a bit of code called the Erzy Development Kit that allows them to bring our instant update technology and some of our other goodies into your app with just a
seamless.
Very seamless. Just hand it to your developer and they make a change to a line of code and that's about it.
That's the voice of Rick Rockhold, and we also have Jeff Jorgensen in with us. The company is called Media4, and we're talking about Erzy, their new application where they can create this for you, and it doesn't cost, I've already checked, it doesn't cost you $25,000, $35,000, $45,000, $65,000 to create this app. It's really very affordable. What'd you say?
A couple thousand dollars gets you in the door and couple hundred bucks a month and you're ready to go.
There you go. All right. So Erzy has a compendium to it, a partner, so to speak, right?
Yes.
The pucks?
Exactly, yeah. There's another technology, Bluetooth technology, called beacons. Beacons are basically little pucks, about half the size of a hockey puck. What they do is just emit a little signal that when an app is aware of it, can display messages depending on what the messages.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So Erzy has built into it, you sign up for the app, you have beacon technology built in right along. These beacons can be placed throughout your store. Somebody comes walking in your store, they have your app installed, make them welcome to the store, say, hey, today only, you get 10% off this deal. If you have a new product you're featuring, put it on the end cap, put a beacon right by that. Customer goes walking by, picks up a product, says, hey, I like this. Phone will buzz and say, hey, I see you're looking at this, and can provide more information, can provide a video about the product. It's basically an extra salesperson on the floor.
Yeah, this is QR codes to the max.
QR codes, QR codes that
actually
work. Exactly.
Well, and that's one of the interesting things. We love QR codes, but most of the time, individuals who utilize them, they don't know how to utilize them very well or give an explainer as to what that is that they're doing. We're talking with Rick and Jeff about Media4, Erzy, and these. What do you call them?
They're called beacons.
Beacons. Mm-hmm. Now, these would be utilized in art shows, anywhere in the retail area, explainer issues in art centers.
Yeah, beacons give the business very fine control about knowing where the phone is and where the customer is inside the business. Within a couple of feet, we can distinguish whether they are near product A or product B and allow the business to promote those separately.
Now, there's some folks out there that are going, man, this is pretty creepy. But the whole idea is to get consumers more information and give them a reason to buy whatever it happens to be. So,
and the nice thing with that, it doesn't identify the phone. There's no personal data that's brought across. It just knows that there's some phone right here and it's trying to deliver a message to that phone.
This is fascinating stuff. Erzy and beacons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will have links to Media4 so that you can have a look and see exactly what all this is about. So this has been in beta for how long?
A couple of years is when we started developing this.
How many transitions did you have to go through?
Well, with a product like this, it's hard to measure. It's, internally we go through one every couple of days.
Yeah.
And, it's trying to find the appropriate use for this technology and make it as responsive as we want was
And what's the feedback that you've gotten so far?
Very positive.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Well, it's affordable.
It's affordable, and
you can change it yourself.
And as we kind of showed you this morning, just a little bit ago, it's not that hard to get in the door. You can make a change very quickly, and you don't need a lot of technology.
Fascinating stuff. Good stuff. Media4 is the name of the company. We will have all of the links to their business on our radio blog. Thanks, guys, for coming in and talking about this.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
All right, good stuff. All right, we've got to slide aside. We've got that baseball game coming up. And so next up, we're going to be talking with Carlos Alvarez about nonverbal communication. That and a whole bunch more yet to come on the Business News Hour.